Livestock sale barns strengthen rural communities. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Livestock sale barns function as both economic marketplaces and social gathering spaces for many producers. Sale barns are extremely important for our rural communities. And Marilyn Schlake and Cheryl Burkhart from UNL's Center for Ag Profitability discuss a research trial that was done, and Cheryl explains where they came up with the idea.
We actually got this idea from a meeting with a colleague of ours in Australia, of all places. And she did a similar study, and it was financed by the Livestock Marketing Association in Australia. So when we heard about this study and listened to what her results were, Marilyn and I just couldn't help but think, I wonder what that's like in the U.S. And then, taking it one step further, I wonder what those questions or how those questions would be answered in Nebraska. And with the livestock industry that we have in Nebraska, it seemed like a logical thing to give that a try. So it was really by that idea being sparked in Australia that brought us, we're able to bring it to Nebraska.
Marilyn says farming can sometimes feel lonely and isolated, and that those sale barns serve as a connecting point and social place for our producers.
We had quite a few of our interviewees talk about this and the stresses that they have as part of the livestock industry between, you know, the price fluctuations, the cost of feed, cattle equipment, and of course, nature playing havoc on operations. And then individuals that stated that they can feel isolated and that during these times where things get a little tough, that they need to have that social interaction with others. It also, like I said, helps with combating the isolation, especially in our western part of the state where those ranches are far and few between. Another interviewee stated that whether you talk to any other people or not, when you go to the sale barn, just being around other people, it gives you a sense of not being alone.
Cheryl points out that these kinds of informal discussions oftentimes turn into trusted advice and can greatly influence decisions made on the operation.
And that all starts with somebody having a relationship. And that relationship is over time built on trust. So it's being able to reach out and listen to people and ask people those kinds of questions. And it all starts with a friendship, you know, and that building one on each other. You know, it's not uncommon for people to ask questions, you know, about, you know, what's your secret? These cattle look really good, you know, and they might have a little smile and they may give you the truth. They may not, but you've opened the door and other things happen. So that happens on all kinds of different levels. So again, it's that connection that starts the ball rolling.
Just to follow up with that, Cheryl, one interviewee said that at that time, the weather was a big thing, and it still is a big thing. But he was at the barn for just a short time that day, and it was basically, according to him, the topic of conversation. And they were talking about how were they going to manage coverage going forward. And so that was something that was weighing on everybody's mind that day. And they were, just saying, how are we going to do this as an industry and in the area? There's a lot of things that happen that then equate what goes on into the sale barn out into that actual on-farm, on-ranch business decision-making.
Sale barns will always be a vital part of the rural economy for not only competition, but also as a connecting point. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.